Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
What is that? Aloha.
Boys are back in town!
That's not what I was expecting.
It's been a minute.
It's okay.
It's been a minute.
Yeah, it has. Too long. Too long.
We could make a bunch of excuses to you, like the fact that we had a wedding, a funeral.
And a hurling tournament.
And a tournament. But really, we should have just made time. That's the bottom line. And we're not going to belabor it. We're not going to sit here and talk about it because that's not entertaining. That's not fun. And so, sorry. Our bad. We're going to try to do better. The end.
Yep.
Moving on. How you been, man?
All right. All right. Wedding, funeral, hurling tournament. You know, staying busy.
Yep.
Really sore.
Yep.
Lots going on.
Our friend did get married, close family friend, and I was completely taken off guard by the fact that I thought we were going up to that place in Asheville where, like, you overlook. Yeah, with the cross. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's very picturesque and stuff.
Yeah. Well, as it turns out, I guess she just had a lot of friends in Asheville. Mm-hmm. And so, like, she had a good, like, you know, church, like a good venue to do it in Asheville. Whereas in Greenville, she doesn't know as many people. Whatever. No big deal. No, not a problem. But, like, in order to save on gas, I rode up there with Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
We, like, pull in. Oh, yeah, you're there, too.
Yeah.
We pull in, and I was just like, what is this? I was like, where's the cross? Where's the overlook? Everyone's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I was promised, like, this beautiful overlook place that I've never been to. Because I've seen so many pictures of it. Like, everyone goes up there, you know. I was so excited. And we pull in, and I was so let down. And it's no one's fault except my own for misunderstanding where we were going.
What led you to believe that?
My mom. My mom did. Okay. She wasn't. We had a conversation where neither one of us was paying attention to each other. And fully.
Go figure.
I'll say fully. It's not that we weren't paying attention to each other. It was that we could have paid better attention to each other. Because we were talking about the wedding, and she wanted to know if I had clothes to wear.
Yeah.
That was her concern.
Okay.
My concern was, like, why are we going to North Carolina?
Do you have clothes?
You know what I mean? How moms are, like, do you have a dress shirt?
Okay.
Do you have, like, a dress shirt that fits you? She's doing that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. I'll figure it out. Whatever. So why are we going to North Carolina? Yeah. I'm like, what's the deal with North Carolina? Because, you know, I will go. She's a good family friend. Like, I'll absolutely go.
Yeah.
But, like, goodness gracious. Like, why am I getting in the car and going that far? You know.
Uh-huh.
She's like, well, you know, do you have a shirt? You know, she's, like, doing that, right? And yeah. I'm doing, like, yeah. But, like, we're both having, like, separate conversations. And I was just like, so, wait a minute. Is that you're telling me? Because she's telling me it's in Tryon, right? Or whatever. Close to Tryon. I was like, okay, cool. Is that where that place is? Are we going to the place? The Overlook place with the cross and the whole nine yards that you see pictures of. And she was like, yeah. And then she, like, continued on. But what it was, she just wasn't. She just wasn't.
Didn't want to talk to you about.
So we pulled up, and I was,
man, that's brutal.
We pulled up to this, like, normal church, and I was just like, what? What is this?
Yeah,
I've been ripped off. Mm. I was promised an overlook.
Oh man,
It was a nice wedding though. Her brother came from Japan. She's Japanese. Her brother came from Japan, and we took him to a baseball game.
Yeah.
And my dad actually bought us seats right behind first base.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we were, like, prime foul ball territory, prime, just in general, get bean in the face territory, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if somebody overthrows first base, like, that's my head. Yeah. That's where that is.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Did you bring a glove?
No.
Okay.
I didn't know where we were sitting. I also don't know where my glove is.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're sitting there, and he speaks no English.
Yeah.
Not a word. Like, not even a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just having a ball. Like, it's very obvious. He's just, like, smiling and looking around or whatever. Well, so, like, after maybe, like, the first inning, we get up and we go get, like, a family pack of hot dogs and stuff, you know? Hot dogs and popcorn or whatever. Cokes and stuff. He eats his hot dog. We all eat our hot dogs. And everything's great. He's just smiling, have a good time. And at about the end of the second inning, he gets up and he leaves. And he's gone for, like, a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a really long time. And we're all just like, what? Like, I hope that he's okay. Like, maybe he was trying to find the bathroom. He couldn't find it. Like,
oh, gotcha.
This is a foreign country for him.
It's true.
Big time. Like, he doesn't, like, speak the language. Nothing.
Yeah.
And so we're like, oh, man, should we send a search party? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, listen, he's a grown man. He'll figure it out. I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes later, he comes walking down the steps. Because we're, bear in mind, we're in the front row.
Yeah.
He comes walking all the way down the steps.
Yeah.
Just loaded. His hands completely full of bags. And he's completely decked from head to toe in Greenville Drive, which is the baseball team or whatever.
Yeah. He just
in Greenville Drive merch. He's got a Greenville Drive crispy new hat. He's got a Greenville Drive jersey that had to have been $100. Had to. I mean, it was a nice, like a really nice jersey.
Yeah.
And it was clear that he like took it off the rack and like ripped the price tag off
and
put it on.
Yeah.
And like walked up to the register and was like, "This is mine now.
Yeah,
here's take whatever money you need."
I would love to know what that interaction was like. How are you doing today, sir?
Here you go. I mean, what he did have going for him was that he looked extremely Japanese.
Yeah,
it wasn't like he was like a person who happened to be Asian. Like he looks like extremely stereotypical Japanese. He has like that shelf haircut going on, and like the glasses and. He just looks very Japanese. And
good shoes.
Good shoes. Very, very good shoe game. But he comes back and he's beaming more than ever. I mean, just beaming from ear to ear. Just was so happy. And he had this giant bag of stuff too. Like I don't even know what all he had. I don't know what all, like refrigerator magnets and stuff. And his excuse was that, and we were able to talk to him through the Google Translator app, which was really fun, by the way. Yeah. Like, every time I get the opportunity to do that, now I'm pulling out my Google Translator app because it's just so much fun.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to him to the Google Translator app, and he, come to find out, was responsible for getting swag for, like, all the guys that he works with, all the buddies that he works with.
Okay.
So that's why he had, like, armfuls of stuff. You know,
got you.
Because they all like baseball; they're all baseball fans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baseball's big in Japan.
That's what I hear.
Yeah,
and then I was asking him later. I was like, "So, do you watch baseball in Japan? Like, do you go to games and stuff?" He's like, "I go to over 20 games a year." Mm. I was like, "I got to thinking about that. 20 games. That's a lot.
That's good for him.
That's a fair amount of games to go to." Yeah,
I mean that's a game half a year, a game a week half the year.
Yeah, and he was talking about when he was younger that he watched there was some kind of exhibition game where Major League Baseball players came over and they had like an all-star team of sorts and they played Japan.
Okay.
Japan had an all-star league of sorts that they played or whatever. And he was like listing players that he had like seen, the American players that he had seen. Mm-hmm. And he was just like beside himself with joy. Like he was just yeah, I honestly have not seen a person have that good of a time in a while. It was just so pure, you know, just watching this guy just walk around in his Greenville Drive gear, just like, and somebody I was talking to made the point to me. They were like, he's gonna be the coolest guy in his Japanese suburb. Like when he goes to those 20 games a year, guess what he's gonna be wearing?
Yeah.
Greenville Drive stuff. People are going to be like, what's that? He's going to be like, oh, this is from South Carolina. This is the South Carolina team that I went and saw personally. Like, that's he's going to be the coolest guy in the stadium.
Yeah.
You know?
That's weird to think about, but yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? So anyway, that was a lot of fun. He enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. That's the first time I've really used the Google Translator app extensively to talk to somebody. But it works. Honestly, it's frighteningly well. It works. It's unbelievable.
I've played around with it before. It had trouble with me, with like translating Portuguese, and I think it's because it only has Brazilian and European Portuguese instead of like Angolan. So
they're
all different.
Gotcha. You know? I mean, I'm sure they are.
Just like Spanish is.
Yeah. I'm sure that's the case.
But I would imagine it's gotten a lot better because that was 8 years ago, something like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Way better. I'm sure it's way better. I tried it probably 8 years ago or so because we were in college the last time that I played around with it.
Yeah.
And it definitely worked, but it wasn't that great. Mm-hmm. You gotta understand. I talked to somebody who we do not speak one word of each other's language.
Yeah.
All evening. And we only really had one hang up, and it was because he was phrasing something in a way that it didn't come through very well in English.
Okay.
And that was more of a cultural thing than anything else. Mm-hmm. I was telling him, I was like, because two managers got thrown out during the game.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. He got the full ride. He got the full experience. And they got thrown out right in front of us, too. You got to understand, we're sitting at first base.
Yeah.
But, like, two managers got thrown out. The general manager and then, like, I don't know if it was the first base coach or who it was.
Yeah.
Batting coach, whoever it was, got thrown out, too. And, dude, the umpires, in fairness to them, the umpires were being ridiculous. The umpires were being ridiculous. They were calling the okay, so maybe you'll know about this. This is a weird baseball thing that I don't know about. But the umpire, I've always seen the umpire put his head where the strike zone is. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
He'll sort of stoop down.
Yeah, he gets on like it's like a mid-squat.
Yeah. Mid-squat, and he puts his head kind of where the strike zone is.
Yeah.
This umpire would do that. He would stoop down to where the strike zone was, and then he'd take a step to the left.
Huh.
Like, what are you doing, man?
No, it's supposed to come right at your face.
I know.
Right at your face.
I know. And as a result, he was calling all kinds of stuff balls or strikes that were just not. He was just messing it up. Like, I mean, really. Like, really. We went and sat behind.
That's so weird.
For the last couple innings, we went and sat behind home plate because, obviously, you know, people always get up and leave and stuff.
Yeah.
We went and sat behind home plate.
And you're trying to gauge it.
Yeah, just to kind of see. And everybody, of course, that's where all the serious baseball fans sit. Yeah. Because we had been screaming the whole time. Like, whenever somebody hit, like, a pop fly, like we hit a pop fly and the opposing team was trying to catch the pop fly, I'd be like, dumbass! you know how loud I am. Like, I'm obscenely loud. Like, that guy who's catching that ball can actually hear me. Like, he can 100% hear me.
He's heckling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love a good heckler.
Somebody hit it, and like the stands loved it too. Like the entire stadium thought it was hilarious. Like they'd hit like a pop fly, and I, like right before the guy catches it, I'd be like, "Look out!" Oh no! Like I was just doing that all night, you know, just
Did you get a glare? Did you get a glare?
Oh no! They're professionals. They're professionals. But if anything, they probably thought it was funny too. But we're just yelling all night. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just booing and yelling and carrying, just being raucous American fans. But what's funny is we move behind the home plate, and people behind home plate don't do that.
Yeah,
the people who are behind home plate paid good money for those tickets, and they're like baseball fans.
Yep.
They have like the stat books, and they have like the radar guns, and they're like they're sitting there quietly, respectfully. They're not doing that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we're sitting behind home plate, and you can just hear quiet chatter, like this quiet, almost like golf talk.
Oh yeah.
And he comes up to the, you know what I mean, that kind of stuff. But it's like about baseball, and you could just hear every single pitch. He'd be like ball, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's someone behind us would just be like. I just can't believe it, man. Just can't believe it. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And this other voice would be like, "Yep, I mean he's got to get reported for this. He's got to be reported. Like somebody's got to call this in to the league office." Oh, he's man. like, he's like, I just don't, it's that bad. He's like, it's that, I just don't understand. You know what I mean? Like this, like we've just been like over in the cheap seats. We've just been booing like regular people.
Regular fans would be irate.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Side themselves, like ripping their hair out, just like, what is he doing?
Oh man,
that's fascinating.
Yeah,
you know, I had at the hurling tournament, we played a championship match, so that means 13 a side, which we were lucky, and we had 15 people show up. So we had two subs, all right? And then the ref for that match, he was annoying. Like, the match is supposed to be an hour, right, with a 10-minute break for halftime. We probably played, like, I think someone's wife clocked it. It was like an hour and 40 minutes. That's how long he made the match.
Stoppage time or what?
There's all sorts of stoppage time for no reason. Like, I participated in 4 throw-ins. All right? So basically, it's like a face-off in hockey, except the ref is in front of you. And you are facing him, and you guys basically, like, you fight for the ball. He throws it in, you fight for the ball. I should participate in maybe one of those a game. I personally participated in 4, you know? And I'm on the back side of the field. I'm a defenseman, you know? Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. I just feel like some referees and sometimes in some sports, like, yeah. I mean, obviously there's the aspect of – everybody is a human being.
Yeah.
Everybody has a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, and you got to understand, like, you know, at some point a referee, like, will have a bad day.
I guess.
I'll never forget. I refereed extremely briefly. I probably did like 3 or 4 games. I used to referee for some league that was down at Hampton Park.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer.
It's a thankless job.
It's very thankless.
Yeah.
Well, before and after the game, everyone loves you. Yeah. During the game, people want to cut your head off.
Yeah.
Everyone. Doesn't even matter. Like, yeah. They just don't, it's, you know, it's your referee.
Yeah.
But I used to ref these games, and I'll never forget the realization, because I've been yelling at refs my entire life.
Oh, yeah.
My entire life, I've been screaming my head off at refs.
Uh-huh.
And I'll never forget the first time that I made the wrong call.
Okay.
And what you need to understand is, like, I made it quickly, too quickly.
Uh-huh.
You know, without gathering all the information. I didn't see it real well. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I just hastily, just to keep the game going.
You just made a call.
I just made a call.
Yeah.
I just made a call. And I thought to myself, that wasn't right.
Yeah.
And somebody ran up to me and started screaming. And I just looked at him and I was like, that's the call.
Yeah.
Play on. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Kick it in. And he's just screaming. He's just beside himself. And I look to the sidelines and everyone's like, throwing their hands in the air, and like doing the things that I've done my whole life.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, that makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
What doesn't make sense to me is when that happens all game.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, and occasionally it will happen. Like, I've seen hockey games before where just your team's just in the penalty box all game.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a trip. Like, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. You know, I know, the stadium knows, they're playing it on the on the Jumbotron right now. It wasn't a trip.
Yeah.
And neither were the last 3. That's what I would love to know. Like, I would love to sit down with like, actual professional refs and be like, what, how does that happen? Like, what is that? Because I don't believe that, like, they're bad people and they're just trying to, like, you know, screw over your team or whatever. But yeah. It definitely happens. It will definitely, like,
get a bad ref every now and then.
Yeah. Oh man, but it's so it'll be one, like, so one sided to one team or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, crazy, really crazy.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen. I think most refs are harder on the home team because they don't want to appear to be favoring the home team.
I guess.
I think, like, just a little bit, just a little bit. They let the home team get away with less, especially early. Because they don't want the home team, because the home team already has such an advantage with the fans yelling and screaming and supporting them and whatnot. And it's also, you know, as an you know, opposite member of the opposition, it's already intimidating. Mm. You don't want to be intimidated, and then on top of that, someone just like punched you in the face and got away with it. You know, we're talking hockey here.
Yeah. I mean, you can try and punch me in hurling, but it would, I wouldn't do anything.
Yeah,
you might break a finger.
Oh man. So what else happened this last couple weeks?
Women's World Cup.
Oh yeah,
it's been going on. USA punishing was it Thailand?
Thailand.
And then they beat
Italy.
No, I think it was like Puerto Rico. It was some South American country.
This is a stupid question. Does Puerto Rico have their own team? The United States territory.
Puerto Rico.
All right.
I'm thinking of Costa Rica. Sorry.
Who
I said
did,
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Thinking of Costa Rica.
The U.S. women's soccer team play. But yeah, no, they're cruising, man.
Yeah. I think they play Sweden today or something like that.
That sounds right-ish. All right. So we beat South Africa first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we beat New Zealand. Then we beat Mexico. Then we beat Thailand. Then we beat Chile.
Chile. Okay. Chile.
Chile. And then today we play Sweden.
Yeah.
Or no. Yeah. Thursday we play. Thursday we play Sweden.
Thursday. Okay.
Dude, I'm so mad. I'm so mad at the United States men's team.
What?
I'm legitimately angry at them.
They're not good right now.
Well, I understand all the arguments. Really, seriously, uh-huh. I've given serious thought to and had this discussion with people many, many times that United States doesn't play soccer. I understand that. We're still the United States of America.
Okay.
Figure it out. Like, I'm literally okay with losing in the World Cup.
Uh-huh.
Get in the World Cup.
Okay. I hear you.
We need, like, get on the world stage.
Yeah.
This is the United States. This is the country that beat everyone to the moon. You're telling me you can't get, what, 13 guys, however many? You're telling me you can't get that many guys to compete on a world stage? Come on.
It's like 20, but it's okay.
You realize if this was like Soviet-era Russia, all those men and the coaches would be either dead or in Siberia right now.
Yeah.
This is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with national pride. Like, no one takes it seriously. And it ticks me off.
Oh, man.
I'm serious. Maybe it's silly, but like, you realize we don't have wars anymore.
Yeah.
Like, really. Like, not really. Like, we'll have proxy wars in the Middle East because they're already having a war there anyway. And so we'll just, like, kind of, like, support one side or the other, and then our enemies will support the other one.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, like, flip each other off across the ocean. You know what I mean? We don't really have, we don't go to war, we don't have world wars anymore, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have things like this, okay? We have things like soccer, like the Olympics. And that's what we have.
We still punish in the Olympics.
Yeah. Even that sometimes ticks me off. Like, we'll have, we'll just like, we have, like.
Paddle people.
No, a couple years ago.
Yeah, when China cheated.
Is that what happened?
They had 8-year-olds doing gymnastics.
I was going to say, a couple of years ago, our gymnastics team just got choked.
Yeah, but like they were going up against people that were clearly not able to participate in the Olympics.
Did that get busted or?
Because
I don't remember.
It's very hard for them to prove that because all the legal documentation is provided by the Chinese government.
Oh.
So like it's not like they were juicing or anything like that. They just pulled the most talented people that they had, and if they weren't of age, they just said they were.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how much of an advantage is it to be an 8-year-old in gymnastics?
I mean, gymnasts have a very short shelf. Shelf life. Very short shelf life.
Yeah, but like, okay, so how young, because I know, how young can you be? Huh? Is it 15? What is it?
It's either 15 or 16.
Yeah. At 15 or 16 years old, yeah. I mean, that's plenty, right? Like our best 15-year-old should be able to beat any of the world's best 8-year-olds in theory. Right?
No.
That's crazy to me.
Not necessarily.
That's crazy to me.
I mean, it's genetics, it's practice, it's
well, like, a 15-year-old has been practicing twice as long as that 8-year-old.
Not necessarily. But
well, on that level though. Yeah. On that level.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. The point is that some people are good at it and some people aren't, you know. Yeah. Talent, yeah. Like talent, you can't just manufacture talent, you know.
Yeah.
Which is what a lot of that stuff is. And mind you, our gymnastics team was very good. We had people podium and stuff like that. Like, it's not like people didn't medal.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, if that hadn't happened, it would have looked a lot different, you know?
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is I want to be competitive on the world stage in any kind of sport, any kind of competition.
Yeah.
Because we drive the entire, like, world economy. We drive it. We're in the driver's seat. I don't care what anybody says. Like, there are people who are gunning for our position. Yes, that's true. They're not there yet.
Yeah. Well, okay? That's cool.
They wish that they were. It's fine. But, like, whenever there's any kind of competition, we should at least be in the competition.
I mean,
we should at least be in the competition. It's unbelievable to me. It's like, literally every single one of our soccer players should just be, like, just beaten. Like, just beaten with a
doesn't make any sense.
With a rod. Like, I just don't understand. Like, you...
We don't have the infrastructure to support it because we don't put butts in seats like they do everywhere else. That's really what it is. There are soccer coaches that would, if you're a soccer coach and you're a strength and conditioning coach, what do? You go to Europe to train because that's where the best coaches are, because that's where the most butts end in chairs. These people are fanatical about it. We haven't reached that level yet. It's growing. It's getting momentum. I mean, women's soccer is getting momentum, and that's saying a lot, you know. I remember being in Atlanta, and we had two or three teams just completely fold because people would be excited for the first game of the season, and by the end of the season, they'd be struggling to get like 4,000 people in the stands. You know, it's hard. It's hard to keep something going like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to point out that we got knocked out of the tournament mm-hmm. by Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, that's...
Okay? Now, yeah. If you're not familiar...
That's smarts!
If you're not familiar, Trinidad and Tobago is a island country of...
Isn't it technically two island nations or something like that?
Well, it's two islands, yes.
Yeah.
But it's technically... Let's see here... I'm looking for the population.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Let's see here. Their GDP is 45 billion. Okay?
45 million?
Billion.
Oh, I was like, wow.
No, like, but even 45 billion sounds like a lot.
It's not. Not for a country.
Like, we give more aid to, like, Panama than that.
Yeah.
Okay?
What's their population?
I really would love to know, but I don't see it here. Oh, population. Here it is. Their population is 1,359,000.
Greenville's bigger.
Greenville's much bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, the upstate area is much bigger. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that they have a better soccer team than we do. I don't care about infrastructure. I don't care about butts and seats. I don't care about any of that. That's sad. That's what that is. It's sad. It's embarrassing. And they should all be beaten with rods. That's the bottom line. You didn't try hard enough. You're bad at your job. And you embarrassed our country. That's the bottom line.
Well, thankfully, this is America and we don't do that here.
Maybe we should start. Maybe we should start. All right. If you're representing our nation.
Oh, man.
Whether or not you agree with his politics or not, I think the president ought to be beaten with rods every once in a while. Again, everyone's freaking out in their cars right now. I'm not talking about his politics. I'm talking about the fact that he embarrasses us on a regular basis. You don't embarrass your country.
Yeah.
This is something from time immemorial. You just don't do it.
Yeah.
You don't do it.
You avoid it at the very least.
You don't do it and live. Up until about 300 years ago, you don't do it and live. Like, if you're like a Spanish ambassador 300 years ago and you go to England and you embarrass Spain, you come home and you're lucky to live. That's just how the world works.
You didn't go home if you're smart.
You didn't, exactly. You claimed exile, whatever.
Yeah.
Asylum, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like in today's Western whatever, you can just go and get knocked out of the World Cup contention by some little turd in the middle of the ocean. And everyone's like, oh, it's okay. We'll get him next. What? What are you talking about? No. It's important.
It's important.
People are like, it's important. No, it's our country.
Well, hopefully the ladies can get us a W.
The ladies is cool because, to me, it shows off how much further the United States is than the rest of the world with women's equality.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, places like Trinidad and Tobago, like, their women's teams are just absolutely garbage. They're garbage.
Yeah.
And as shown by the fact that, you know, we beat Thailand 13-0.
Well, it's Thailand's first time in the World Cup, man.
Yes, but you understand they made it into the tournament.
Yeah.
They had to beat other teams to get in the tournament. Yeah. Like, they're not a bad team when it comes to women's teams. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting,
some of their players play in America.
There you go. Yeah. That story that we were looking at a while ago where the Australian women's team has been beat multiple times by youth teams, boys teams, which is interesting to me on several levels. But like U16 teams, like these are children and they're beating the Australian women's national team who compete at that level.
But again, they don't have the infrastructure. That's why they have to play those teams.
I understand that. My point is, Australia does have the infrastructure with their men's teams, and these other places. Like I remember watching Thailand in the men's World Cup. Thailand's good. Mm. Thailand's really good. Like they're probably not going to win, but like they're very good. Mm. They're not going to lose to anyone 13-0. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
their women's team does.
Yeah.
So to me, like that disparity of you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Whereas with us, our women's team is literally a zillion times better than our men's team.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, in my opinion, that can only mean that we're trying that hard for equality.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I don't know. I could just be pulling this out of thin air. Mm-hmm. But that's what it seems like to me. Like it seems like you could only have that situation happen if you were, putting putting as much emphasis on your women's team as you were on your men's team.
Yeah. Some of it has to do with, the competition level, but I don't know a whole lot of places that have very successful women's leagues. You know, I think ours does okay. But and it's certainly getting better because the women's national team wins. Like they win, more people push their daughters into soccer.
Yeah,
that's how
it
works.
Yeah, I was sitting in a, where was I? I was somewhere where they had like daytime television on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was like doctor's office. I don't know where I was, but I looked up and there was like sort of like The View or something, some show like that.
Some panel show.
And they had on a whole bunch of the team, the U.S. women's team that first won the 2000.
I think 7, something like that.
Eight. Oh, no, it was way before that. It was way, I was a kid.
Are you talking about like the Mia Hamm days?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
They had Mia Hamm.
Yeah.
They had Mia Hamm on. They had that black girl. Who is very, very famous. I forget what her name is.
Yeah.
They had all those girls. They were very famous. And they're like 40 now.
Yeah. It's weird to think about, but
I know. Isn't that weird?
But they, yeah.
Because it's legitimately like 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
do you remember the Gatorade commercials where the anything that you can do, I can do better with Jordan
and Mia
Hamm?
Uh-huh.
I love those commercials.
Yep. And also Mia Hamm ripping off her shirt was a big joke for a long time. So not a joke, but you know, like people would do it, you know. Yeah. I can remember like playing little league games where somebody would score a goal and rip their shirt off. Mm-hmm. And they would, and they'd go running around and like go on their knees and stuff. And they would be like Mia Hamm, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I hope we win. I'm not ragging on women's soccer. Women's soccer is great. Hope we win. Hope we crush everybody. Yeah. I hope we beat every single person 13-0. Like, let's go. The men have to be in, man. Got to step up, dude.
I will.
Got to step up.
I am very disappointed that we won't be in the cup.
Like, again,
yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
England's going to beat us. Germany's going to probably be. I understand that. That's fine. Okay, fine. They only play soccer. We play other sports. Yeah. You know, we don't have the stadiums. We don't have the leagues. Okay, fine. Get in there, man.
Yeah.
Get in there. It's like it's like when you're a kid actually playing soccer and your dad's on the sidelines and you're terrible.
Yeah.
Like, you're just terrible.
Yeah.
And your dad, like the coach, like looks at you and is like, all right, go ahead.
Yeah.
And your dad puts his hand on the small of your back and pushes you in there and goes, all right, get in there. Do your best.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what it is. Get in there. Do your best. Like, make us proud. Yeah. Like, one of my favorite things about United States soccer is just that. Like, the last cup that we were in, like, we actually beat a couple of teams we probably shouldn't have beat.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't give up. We just wouldn't give up. We're just like, aah! Just like running. Like,
better squad then.
Everybody, squad, like, but everybody on the field was running around with their hair on fire. Just like going absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
And just like giving their heart.
Uh-huh.
Just leaving everything on the field, which to me is America.
Yeah.
Like, we just go hard. We might not be the best. Like, you may have a better X, Y, Z, whatever it is that we're trying to compete in.
Yep.
But we're going to go harder than you, longer than you, and we're definitely crazier. You know what I mean? And it's just great. It's just absolutely great. You know? I like, right. Like, remember watching, like, Zidane play the United States?
Yeah, I remember.
Like, France would, like, play the United States, and they would be, like, toying with us, and we didn't care. We would go every bit as hard.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? What else are you going to do?
It's fantastic.
What else are you going to do?
Anyway. We got to get back.
It's okay. All right. So, E3 happened.
Oh, man.
E3.
It wasn't nearly as cringy as last year's, but there were still some pretty good cringe moments.
Yeah, man. I'm really, really excited about the Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh yeah, with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, yeah. I've been looking forward to that game for a while now, just because I'm a big Witcher fan.
So for those who don't know, Cyberpunk is a game that's coming out. Is it what 2020 coming out?
When was it?
Anyway, it's coming out fairly soon.
No, it's coming out
and the
next year.
You may have heard of steampunk. It's sort of steampunk, except futuristic steampunk. Hence the cyberpunk.
You're trying to explain cyberpunk. Gotcha.
Dude, people don't know. So, okay. But like, it's kind of like steampunk, but like in the future. So, rather than having, you know, glasses that are made of cogs or whatever, you know, stuff like that, or, you know, contraptions that are made of cogs and steam driven. Like, you have, like, cyborgs and stuff. Somebody will have, like, a knife built into their arm. Somebody will have, you know, like, they have, like, a HUD, like, a heads-up display, like, on their eyeball. So that, like, when they're walking around, they can, like, access computer, whatever, through their eyeball, stuff like that. And so it makes for very good video games.
Yeah.
It's a very easy transition from that to you running around doing things in a video game world. And
great
so,
fun. Great fun.
And they did the one thing that could actually make that better, which was put like a major Hollywood actor in it.
Yeah.
And so I think it's going to be a really successful game. I think it's going to be really good. I also think it's going to make for some really great gameplay watching opportunities. Like, I feel like I would enjoy watching someone play that. Mm-hmm. So for all of you out there who don't necessarily play video games, but enjoy looking, you know, looking into what people are playing and enjoying, when this comes out, you'll definitely want to check out some players playing it, because I guarantee you there's going to be some really cool gameplay. You know, when you have things like a knife coming out of someone's arm, when you have things like you can hack something with your brain.
Yeah.
You're gonna what you're doing is you're opening the door for really creative, innovative, entertaining gameplay, which I think will obviously be fun to play, but even fun to just watch as well.
I just don't understand that.
Well, not everyone. The main thing is not everyone like those of us listening to us right now.
Yeah.
I would say most of them probably don't actually play video games.
That's fine. Like, if you don't play video games and you want to, like, take a peek in, that's cool. I play video games incessantly, and it's like watching you play is like nap time. It's nap time.
Well, and I get that. I get that to an extent, but, like, I enjoy watching you play.
Yeah.
I have, in my lifetime, watched you play hundreds of hours of video games.
Probably so.
Yeah. And I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Now for me personally, it's fun to see how you do things differently than I do. That's the main interest. But, you know,
I will say, I much prefer watching you play, like Call of Duty, which they're Modern Warfare coming back.
Oh yeah. There's a new Call of Duty game coming out.
I will probably buy that one because it comes with a story mode.
Yes.
All right.
We're such old fogies. Like, where's the story mode? All the kids are like, Battle Royale. We're like, no, we're in story mode.
I hate that format.
It's so grindy. You just over and over, just jumping out the plane.
And I mean, like, Anthem, I mean, Apex was really good. You know, it was made by the same people that made Titanfall, so it played similarly. It, like, felt similar to that. And I get like one kill a match, and that is frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are some games that just seem to cater more to people who are really good.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never forget the first time, I don't know, listener, if you have heard of Medal of Honor, the Medal of Honor games, but they're sort of legendary in the gaming community, and as one of the games that sort of started it all when it comes to like first-person shooters. And I can still sing the theme song, like, yeah. Medal of Honor is, like,
yeah.
Deep in my heart. So I'll never forget the first time that I bought, like, a modern, quote-unquote, modern-day Medal of Honor game, which I think I actually rented it. And I played through the story mode. And
the last one?
And it was awesome. No, this was, like, probably 2012, something like that.
Okay.
And I played through the story mode. It was awesome. It was superb. And then I tried to go online and play.
Yeah.
And I was like, spawn, dead. Spawn, run around, try to hide, dead. Like, over, 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 and over, and over, and over, for hours. And I was just convinced. I was like, I'm missing something. Something's wrong. Like, no, dude, some games just cater.
That sounds like PC play.
It's pretty much what it was. Yeah. But so, and I went online. Eventually, I like, threw the controller against the wall and, like, went online and, like, looked it up. And it was like, oh, yeah, it's unplayable. It's completely unplayable because there's, like, 400 people who own that online space.
Yeah.
They're just like, this is mine. If you try to come in here, I'm going to cut your head off and we're going to play soccer with it. That's what's going to happen.
You got to hit it, like, 1 p.m. on a Tuesday or something like that.
Oh, man. It was brutal. But my point is, like, that's what Apex feels like to me a little bit. It's not quite that bad. But, like, Apex feels that way where there's, like, a handful of people that just control that space.
Yeah.
They're like, listen, if you come in here, if you land on my island, I'm going to dismember you. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. And it doesn't matter how many times you do it. Like, they're better than you are because they do it way more and they'd probably have no life or whatever. Who knows? Maybe they're just naturally really good at it. Who knows? But, like, you're just not going to have fun.
Yeah. I also didn't like the format enough to play it enough to get good at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've probably got 20 jumps.
Well, you know what's crazy? Like, can you imagine – spending years on a game, mm-hmm. creating a game.
Yeah.
Releasing it, working the bugs out. Like, you don't sleep for, like, weeks and weeks just mm-hmm. getting this. If this is yeah. your baby. And then that's what happens to your game.
Yeah.
Like, how do you fix that? What do you do, like...
I mean, they really don't have to fix anything because that's what people are in love with now, right now. And people...
Yeah.
Be like, I mean...
Well, Fortnite, I don't feel like... I don't have that same feel from Fortnite. Where you land and you're just, like, immediately dismembered.
That's true.
Like, Fortnite is much more competitive. There's so much more parity. Now, I personally... Mm-hmm. Being 30 years old and not playing that much video games, I'm not going to win, usually.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen. Like, I may get down to, like, 3 or 4 people every once in a while, but, like, yeah. I'm not going to win. And that's fine. Yeah. But, like, my ability to hang, so mm-hmm. to speak,
yeah.
is so much better in Fortnite than it is in Apex.
I agree with that. I think that since that building element
yeah.
lends survivability... For
yeah,
people.
I think so. I think you're right.
And Apex is more of a pure shooter.
Yeah,
it's not as bad as like PUBG. You know, it's not quite as scavenge heavy.
Yeah,
you know.
What I did like about PUBG was the fact that it was real world based.
Mm.
So if you had like a Glock 9mm and you shot someone twice in the head, they would die.
Yeah.
That's fantastic to me. And you know how I feel about yeah. this. Like, when you're shooting laser beams yeah. and all kinds of... You're shooting laser beams and...
What is that?
Bleep blops and... You're just like, come on, man. I just hit you, like, 82 times.
I know. It cracks me up. Like, when you watch me play Overwatch, you're like, how do you play that person? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, what is her power? I was like, it's darkness? I don't know.
It's darkness?
I don't know. It just works.
It just makes me so mad. Like,
and she, like, gives you, like, sparkly healing, man.
She gives you sparkly healing. Yeah. yeah. Just good vibes. She gives you good vibes. That's her power.
You get vibes.
And I'm like, well, I don't know how to measure good vibes yeah. on a second-by-second basis. And I keep dying, all right? It's... It's not enjoyable to me.
It's not enjoyable. I don't know what it is, but
I want
can
real
use
bullets.
It. I can use it.
I want real bullets.
Hey, man, alter time, do absorb skull thingies that no one else can see, you know? Taste your souls. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I honestly long for the days of the original Black Ops, baby. That was just... That was the most fun I've ever had with the video game. To this day.
Yeah.
To this day.
Okay.
It was so fun. It was so fun. Wow. You just get on there for just hours. It never got old. Yeah. Never. It never, ever, ever got old. I could do that until I die. You just sit there.
We get this with Modern Warfare, man.
Oh, man. Like, you got to know all the maps really well.
Yeah.
And you just, like... Hide places, jump out. And,
they need to bring back best. Sticks and Stones.
Oh, Sticks and Stones. For those of for the third chair, Sticks and Stones is a game mode where you had these things called, what were they called? Throwing knives?
No. It was
a tactical knife?
Oh, ballistic knives.
Ballistic knife.
Yeah.
You had a ballistic knife and you had a tomahawk.
And a C4 crossbow.
And a C4 crossbow. Had a little bit of C4 on the end of the crossbow. And then you had just your regular knife that you can, like, stab people with as they run by you and stuff like yeah. that. If you run into somebody, you can stab them, whatever.
Yeah.
That's it. You didn't have any guns. Mm. You didn't have any, you know, whatever. No grenades, nothing.
Yeah.
And the thing that was worth the most points was the tomahawk. Yeah. You stole people's points. If you tomahawk somebody, you would take their points.
Yeah.
They would go down to 0 points, and you would get their points.
Yeah.
And I think they fixed it by the end where you only got 3 points every time that you tomahawk somebody, but they lost all their points. It bankrupted whoever got tomahawked.
Yeah.
And what you understand is the dynamic when you threw a tomahawk was that the tomahawk arced.
Yeah.
Like a real tomahawk would in real life. Yeah. Like it arced. So if somebody was far away,
yeah.
you had to kind of judge how far away they were and like – In all of these games, nobody ever stands still. If you stand still, you're dead.
Yeah.
That's just the rule.
Yeah.
So nobody stands still. So everyone's running around constantly. And so someone, you know, is running you know, down a hallway next to you, or someone's across the map or whatever, and you choose to throw your tomahawk, you have to lead them and you have to judge how far they are, so, you know, to account for the drop. Mm-hmm. All that to say, it's extremely hard to hit someone with a tomahawk. It's extremely difficult. Like, you can get a good feel for it, but that's what it is that you have to do. You have to get a really good feel for it.
I don't measure anything.
You just kind of like, you just kind of feel it. Yeah. You just kind of feel it. But when you do something like that that's really hard and you actually end up hitting someone, like, between the eyes, there's no better feeling.
Yeah.
Like, there's no better feeling.
Also, I like the fact that the tomahawk gets stuck in their corpse.
Yes! Yes, it's the best. And then you can actually run to their corpse and grab your tomahawk and tomahawk someone else. You can keep going. But you do have to go, like, you don't just get another tomahawk.
Yeah.
You have to go get it. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. And, oh, man, it was just the best. It was the absolute best, man.
There are many like it.
But this one is mine. So that was the good old days, man. That was the good old days. They had something called Gun Game.
Gun Game.
Remember Gun Game?
Yeah.
So Gun Game for the third chair is like...
Overwatch put a gun game system.
You get like a pistol to start off. Everyone has a pistol.
Yeah.
And when you... It's like kill a somebody,
or something like
yeah,
that.
Like a very basic pistol. When you kill somebody, you get like a better pistol,
yeah.
And then the more you kill people, the better guns you get.
Yeah,
and then by the end, everyone has like bazookas or whatever, and you're just, you know, and whoever gets to the end gun first wins.
Yeah,
right.
The shotguns always slowed me down.
Yeah, the shotguns are tough to use. You have to be pretty close is the problem.
I'm just not.
You're not a shotgun person.
I'm never good with a shotgun.
Yeah, but anyway. I don't know, man. I feel like a lot of the modern games are just not for me. They're not for original Call of Duty guy.
I mean,
which is understandable. Like, I'm not their target audience,
dude. I'm telling you, this game gives. It's like this is gonna be our game again because it's Modern Warfare 4 coming back.
Is it just remastered or what are they doing?
They're bringing back Soap.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Kind of a name is Soap anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What's the captain? What's his name? The guy that says that phrase.
Oh, I don't remember.
He's coming back. He's the guy with the cigar.
Yeah.
Chops.
Yeah.
Mutton chops or whatever. He's back. And I think they're bringing like Roach back and like everyone. They're basically plucking them from the Modern Warfare universe and putting them in. Our universe.
Gotcha. That
was how it was explained to me.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So they're not even calling... It's not even a Modern Warfare with a number behind it. It's just Modern Warfare.
Uh-huh. I think it's a reboot to the series.
Huh. This says... Oh! Call of Duty Modern Warfare has realistic weapon effects including bullet drop. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I'm just excited. Dude, we're such old men, but I'm so excited for the story mode. It's fun, man. It's the way...
You can't give me a game without story mode. Like Titanfall? Remember how excited I was about Titanfall? Because I love giant robots. This is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
All right? But when I played the first one, there was no story mode. It's just attrition. Attrition. Capture the flag. And I'm like, that's cool. That's a renting game. I want it for 24 hours. I want to see what it's about, and I'm gonna give it back because mm-hmm. I don't want it. Titanfall 2 comes out. They put a story mode in it. I love the game. I love it. I play it for 3 years.
Well, I think that connecting with characters is what sucks you into any franchise, whether it's a movie franchise.
Yeah.
You know, like why did people go and see like the third Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
You know, those movies were long and at various points they were sort of arduous and overwrought. Like, why did people go and see those? Like, a lot of those people did not read the books, okay? Let's be real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, why did they go and do that? Because they were connected to the various characters. Why did people like me go, who never read the Harry Potter books at all, go and watch, like, the 8th Harry Potter movie?
Yeah.
That, again, on its own...
Yeah.
Not that great of a movie. Like, why did I go see that? Because I was extremely connected to...
Yeah, you had to know how it ends.
The characters, exactly. The story, the characters. Like, you just get involved. Like, when video games do that and make that a priority, it can be very powerful because you are the character, right? So, like, why do you think someone's going to play the next Tomb Raider? Because they played all the other Tomb Raiders, and they love Lara Croft, and they love that backstory and whatever. Yeah. They want to see what they do with her and whatever.
Yeah.
Last of Us. Like, Last of Us has some of the most rabid fans I've ever seen in the video game world. Oh, and yeah. It's because it's not, like, it's a good game. It is a good game.
Yeah.
It won all kinds of awards, whatever. Mm. Last of Us 2, all kinds of awards. Yeah. But, like, the reason is, like, Ellen Page is in that thing. Ellen Page is an amazing actress. Like, you know what I mean? And people just get really into that story and really into that character. So when you give me a video game that has none of those elements, it almost doesn't matter how technically good the video game is. I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
I'm not interested. But, again, we're old men. That's not exactly their target audience. They don't really care if I'm interested or not.
Yeah.
And for those of you third chair who are like, you guys aren't old, we're old for video games, okay?
Yeah. I mean, they're...
We're old for video games. Their target audience is like 8.
Sit a 10-year-old in a chair next to me and give him, like, give us the new Call of Duty, Call of Duty 4, Black Ops 4.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he's gonna wipe the floor with
me. Oh, yeah, he's gonna eat us alive. Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, third chair, you've seen a 10-year-old, like, operate your phone before.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That. Except it's a video game. Yeah. All right? That's what's happening. Those are the age group that's playing those games. That's the age group that, you know, that they're selling those games for. Cuz I don't know about you, like, when I was a kid, my parents would buy me, like, maybe one video game a year. That's not the case, man. Like, parents buy their kids so many video games. Like, whoa. When I was working at Target, people would come in and buy their kid 2 or 3 games at a time.
Yeah,
at $60 a pop.
That is crazy to me, but that is normal now.
It's very normal.
Yeah. When we were kids, though, Blockbuster was still a thing, and we could go over to the bin and, like, rifle through all the Nintendo 64
games. Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, new games.
Yeah.
Like, a new, brand new, like, Donkey Kong 64 came out.
Yeah.
And I would, like, beg my dad for it for months. And finally, he'd be like, okay, if you such and such that I didn't want to do, I'll get it for you. I would, like, begrudgingly do whatever it was, and then he would begrudgingly go to the store and lay whatever it was. I feel like N64 games were, like, $20. Am I crazy?
I think they were more than that, but not much. Like, I want to
25.
I want to say like 35 max.
Whatever. Yeah, like, I guess more people work on games now.
I mean, a lot.
By a factor of like 10.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like these giant studios, they have to pay their people, I guess. But the, like,
hours,
dude. Video games now. Again, third chair. If you don't know, video games are like $60 a pop.
Yeah.
Per video game, and like, they'll be $60 for a long time. Like, you can't just wait until the hype dies down. Like, oh, man, what game was it that I wanted to buy here recently? Years, they'll be $60.
And I think it drops down to, what is it, like 50 and then like 45.
Oh, man. And even buying, like, if you're trying to go to like a GameStop and get a used copy, you're still going to pay $30, $40.
Yeah.
And that thing's been used. That's crazy. But anyway, what I'm getting at is, like, my actual point is that parents of 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds walk into Target and they're like, which one did you want again? And they're like, this one, but I also kind of want this one. They're like, cool, get them both. Mm-hmm. It's $120.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you do for a living, man? Like, what? Get me in on some of that. Like, throwing around $120 on your kids' video games. Like, it's crazy. What?
It's crazy, but it's life right now.
My parents would have been like, you can get one, maybe two. Like, he's just being greedy at that point. Even if my parents had the money, David.
Now, what's funny about this is I won't buy two games at a time anymore unless it's like what I did with the Assassin's Creed games.
Yeah, if it's on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that was a – I think it was actually like a bundle that I actually purchased.
Gotcha.
But like – I will buy one game, and that is the game I'm playing.
Yeah.
You know? And that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I and honestly, man, I'm selling my dad right now, but like you, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why do I need to play an hour
I've
of
got
one
like
game?
Nine games over there that I haven't touched.
I know. Why do I need to? Like, why do I need to play an hour of one game, pull it out, and put it in another game? Like, why do I need to do that? It's ridiculous.
It messes with me.
Like, what kind of like ADD riddled, just like man child you have to be to like not be able to play a game, one game, for like a week? You know what I mean? Yeah. Unless that game is terrible, which does happen.
Which does happen, yeah.
Yeah. In which case, get your money back if you can. And if you can't,
there was a time where I would get a game and it would be bad. Like there like technically like there'd be like I'd fall through the map sometimes, have to reload things, you know?
Yeah.
And I would just torture myself because I'm like, man, I am playing this game. I will not let this thing win.
Yeah.
Like this thing does not get to beat me.
Yeah, for me, what used to happen was I would be playing a game and I couldn't figure out the puzzle.
Yeah.
I just, you know how sometimes you just, like, there's a door somewhere and you just, like, that's just not how your brain works?
Yeah.
That you would not, you just wouldn't think to look in that particular place to solve that particular puzzle.
Yeah.
And I would just go at it for hours and hours and hours because yeah. I had heard my friends talk about, like, a level that I knew was beyond that. So I knew my friends had beaten it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're not smarter than me. They might, like, we might be the same level of intelligence, but, like, little idiot so-and-so is not smarter than me. He just isn't. This is ridiculous. Yeah. And I would just sit there, and this is, like, you understand, this is before the internet. This is before, like, I mean, it existed, but it made a noise when it connected. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I would just sit there and just bang my head against the wall for hours. Like, I can remember going and getting my dad and bringing him in and being like, okay, how do I help me figure this out. I remember my dad being flabbergasted, like, I don't know about this stuff. I don't know about any of this. He's like, Donkey Kong, what is that? I don't know what it. I don't know what a Donkey Kong. I'm like, no, this is Diddy. This is Diddy Kong. Like, this, you understand? Like, he's like, well, I don't know.
Jump like, on the crocodile.
And I'd be like, no, listen. Uriah beat this. He'd be like, oh, okay. And like, Uriah's an idiot. And like that, he's like, yeah, That's accurate. And they're like, well, help me. And he's like. Oh man,
did your dad ever try and play Portal?
Here's the problem, my dad would, he really would, because he likes those types of, he loves puzzle games. Like my dad played Rift, Prince of Persia. My dad played, he even played the original Medal of Honor online.
Yeah.
Like he played all that kind of stuff. Like my dad cannot do the Xbox controller.
Okay,
he just can't. And I've told him like a million times, I'm like, listen, all you have to do is like spend a little bit more time with it. And he's just like not willing to do that, which is, I understand, it's fine, whatever, no big deal. But like,
not a skill he needs to acquire.
No. But like, if you want my dad to play a game, like it needs to be on PC. That's how that works.
Gotcha.
And even that, you know, I'm sure he'd have to brush up on those skills because he hasn't played anything in forever. But anyway. Dude, did you see that Justin Bieber challenged Tom Cruise to fight?
I heard about that.
Yes.
And
oh, my word. Here's the thing. As stupid as it is, I'd watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd watch it. I'd watch it so hard. I'd have a party. I'd get a pizza, and we'd watch it. Like,
who do you think would win?
I mean, I forget who was talking about it, but I completely agree with their assessment. When a guy is in his 50s and he's really fit and he has been fit his whole entire life, that's scary territory. That's that ropey, sinewy, like absurd power kind of strength. And even if you're like, if you're a young man, like let's say somebody can technically, let's say just like a 6 foot tall, like 200 pound, not an ounce of fat on him, very, very strong young man, let's say he's 20 years old, lifts weights, whatever, can technically bench more than that 50 year old.
Yeah.
My mind's on the 50 year old every time.
Yeah.
Every single time. Because there's just this like scary old man strength that happens when you have been really, really fit for that long. Your muscles are just, there's like a, there's just a, I don't know how else to say it, like this just sinewy, just like old school power that just lurks under that hood. And also Justin Bieber, like as cut as Justin Bieber has been at various points, he's never been jacked. He's just been cut. He's always been pretty skinny.
I can't remember the last time I saw an image of Justin Bieber.
Well, like there's that famous one of him, like the Calvin Klein, underwear commercial or whatever, where he has his shirt off and he's like, you know how celebrities, how they have like their pants sagging so you can see their Calvin Klein or whatever.
Yeah.
And then he has his like shirt off and he's like running his hand through his hair or whatever.
See, I can't. I'm sure that I've seen it. I just can't conjure that image in my head.
Like he's like for that photo shoot.
Yeah,
he's obviously
fit. Yeah.
But he's not like, to me, there's a difference between being cut and jacked.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't actually have a lot of muscle mass. It's just that the muscles that he has are very defined. Mm-hmm. But he's still pretty skinny. Mm-hmm. He's a skinny kid. Yeah. He's got a skinny frame, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what girls like. That's why so many, like, young girls are into him.
Mm-hmm.
But to me,
the golden pipes.
Yeah. To me, when you're fighting someone, like if you're in like an octagon, like going hard, like, you know, kicking and fighting and wrestling someone to the ground and like just beating them with your fists and elbows and kicking them and stuff like that, you need weight. Like you gotta have some weight to you. Otherwise, you can punch somebody as much as you want. And like if there's no weight behind it, especially if it's somebody who themselves is jacked, you're in trouble. You're in trouble.
How tall is Biebs?
How tall is Biebs? 6'6", I think.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is short, right?
Very.
Yeah.
I think Tom Cruise is my size, and he's like 5'6".
Okay.
How tall is Justin Bieber? He is... Oh, he's only 5'9".
Okay.
I thought he was taller than that. How tall is Tom Cruise? 5'7". I'm 5'7" with shoes on, so. So there, Tom Cruise. No, it's funny. Like, every time I walk out of, like, a gas station, and you know how they have those things so they can see how tall you are if you're, like, stealing something?
Oh, yeah.
I can look at, like, the... Like,
you know, I don't even notice those things anymore.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can look at the 5'6 thing as, like, eye level. It's so bizarre to me. Like the five six thing to me, it always seems low.
Well, they just need a range, you know.
Yeah, really... it always seems low. So it's like, there's no way that's 5'6".
I don't know.
There's no way. Anyway, dude, I want to see it. I want to see it real bad. Absolutely, I want to see this fight. I want to see this fight, man. Let's see here, Justin.
So silly.
Justin Bieber wants to win. It's been a week. Oh my word, I don't care about any of this. I just opened up an article to try to read about it, and they're telling me about like a bunch of stuff I don't care about. All I care about is the fight. I don't care about politics right now. Are you kidding me? I want to see two celebrities beat each other to death.
Speaking of fights, it's UFC Greenville Saturday.
Oh yeah. Did we ever determine what the headliner is? What the card is?
I don't know what the fight card is. I picked this day off like 6 months ago, and I was like, I don't care. UFC's coming to Greenville.
Oh, you're going?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Are you going with Eric?
Yeah.
Nice. Do you know? You don't. Why was I gonna? I was gonna ask you an extremely specific question. You don't even know what the card is. If Rogan's coming to town.
I would assume so.
Well, he doesn't do all of them, does he?
I believe he doesn't do, what is it, Fight Nights. I don't think he does Fight Nights. The Friday night ones.
Mm. Well, I'm anxious to see what Rogan thinks of Greenville. He probably won't even say anything.
All right.
All right, let's see what else is going on. Not a tremendous amount, honestly.
I don't want. Okay. Oh, Korean zombies fighting?
What? Oh, someone's yelling.
Yep.
Outside our house.
Yep.
Dude, there's a black guy that lives a couple of doors over who's like the loudest person who's ever lived.
Who?
I don't know. I don't know what his name is. I need to go meet him.
The guy with the dreads mm-hmm. and
couple doors over.
Little kid?
Yep. Sometimes
he goes on walks with a little kid, yeah.
Uh-huh. And yeah. Sometimes he'll be standing in front of his house, two doors down,
yeah,
talking on the phone, and he isn't yelling. He's not technically yelling. He's just so loud that, like, I can understand what he's saying word for word in my house.
That's a little scary.
Yeah. He's unbelievably loud. It's like, I'm not even annoyed. I'm impressed. I'm just like, dude. And, like, and honestly, that's probably why he walks, like, that's why like, he goes outside of his house to talk on the phone.
Yeah.
He's probably annoying whoever else is in there. Like, Damien, go outside. But no, my man's got some serious cell yell. It's pretty bad.
Moicano.
I thought something was wrong the other day. I thought there was like a fire in the neighborhood. I don't know, like somebody was like, and he was actually on the phone. He was like upset at someone. Mm. But I thought something was wrong because like I just heard this yelling. And I was just like, again, it was right at my door, is what it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
And I like went, opened the door, and I was just like, what is happening? Nope, just used outside. He was just having a heated conversation with somebody.
He's using his outside voice.
Yep.
Outside.
Yep. It's going to town, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so worn out. I'm scrolling through news right now. I'm so worn out of most of this stuff.
Yeah, well.
I don't even want to talk about it. I'm not going to. I'm just not even going to do it.
Let's not, because I got to go to work, and I still got to put a tire in my car.
All right, well.
The boys are back in town.
We're back. You're welcome.
Yep. All right.
Going forward, this happens to be a Tuesday.
Yes.
Which is a day that we like to broadcast. But going forward, I think it's fair to say we're just going to try to record them.
Yeah.
So you might get one a week. You might get two. You might get three. Like if we're just have nothing else to do, we're just going to sit down and do them. We're just going to sit down and do them. And that's going forward just what we're going to do. And I initially didn't want to do that because I was always told and taught that people look forward to your content. People who are fans of yours look forward to your content, and it's better for them to be like, oh, it's Friday, that means there's a podcast cut dropping. Mm-hmm. Right? But almost all the podcasts that I listen to now come out whenever they come out.
Yeah.
Some of them supposedly have a day they're supposed to come out. They never come out on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Hank and John one, the Dear Hank and John, I think that one does actually have a date it's supposed to come out. It comes out whenever they want. That's when it comes out. Rogan was off the air for a week. Gone. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, he makes millions per episode.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone for a week just because. I don't know if he was traveling. I don't know what the deal was. The only one I can even think of that does, like, comes out like clockwork is Bill Burr.
Yeah.
What's up, you guys? It's the Thursday, Monday morning podcast. But,
Thursday, Monday morning.
Have you listened to Burr's podcast? It's pretty funny. He's pretty funny. Dude, listening to him talk about the Boston loss was hilarious. If you, if you got nothing to do with your time this weekend and you're looking for something to do, go listen to the Bill Burr podcast that came out on the Thursday after the Wednesday night loss.
Okay, yeah.
And he goes into detail, even if you're not a hockey fan, it's fun to listen to him talk about it because he goes into detail about why they lost, how they lost, how he feels about it, where he was at the time, you know, like he was sitting in this particular place. I won't ruin it for you if you decide to go listen to it. He was sitting in this particular place, sitting with this particular person, watching the game.
Yeah.
And just the way he describes it, I mean, he's Bill Burr.
Yeah.
You know, so the way he describes it is just hysterical.
Yeah.
And,
Outlook. All right. Okay. I'm actually very interested in that. I have been listening to people who are Boston fans complain about and like talk about it.
Well, Bill Burr is a great source for that because Bill Burr is the ultimate Boston fan.
Yeah.
Bill Burr not only is a fan, but he's actually pretty objective when it comes to, you know, how the other team played and how Boston played.
Mm.
A lot of Boston fans aren't objective at all. They're just like, we should have won. It's stupid. I hate everything. He's pretty objective about it. He'll tell you exactly what they did wrong and what they and what the other team did right. And he's an absolute encyclopedia. Mm. He's unbelievable when it comes to, like, he'll just be talking and be like, yeah, and that, like, I just can't believe it. Like, it just reminds me of 72 when Patrick Waugh was in goal and he just did it. And he just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, he's like a computer. Like, he's crazy with his, with, you know, he's like, and they haven't won since 78. You know, it's crazy. Like, when we met in 78, we swept them. You know, it's da-da-da-da. And just, like, he's just whack, 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 whack. All that knowledge is just on the tip of his tongue. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, he'll be wrong, but it's, like, by a year.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, that was 38 years ago, not 37 years ago. You know, whatever. But, no, he's fun to listen to. I can't listen to him all the time, but, like, the day after the cup or whatever, I was like, oh, yeah, I gotta go hear Burr's thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Oh, dude. All right, so I'm looking at this fight card, and it looks really good.
Is it bantam or fat?
It looks like the heaviest we're gonna see is middleweights. That's 185. The main event is featherweight. It's Moicano and Chan Sung Jung, aka the Korean Zombie.
Oh, that's a much better name than whatever.
In UFC Fight Night, they're going to say the Korean Zombie, because that's who everyone knows.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Does it show you if Rogan's coming?
It doesn't show. I think he's going to be there, though.
Who's commentating UFC?
Oh, no, it is a fight night. It's UFC Fight Night.
Find, yeah, no. He's no idea.
So I don't think he does the fight nights.
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, Joe, if you're listening, which you aren't, come to Greenville, buddy.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it. You like good food. We're nice. We're very friendly. And I think you'd like it. We got a nice bridge, waterfall. It's old hat to us. We don't really care about it anymore, but visitors love it. We're used to it. It's whatever.
We know the guy that built it, helped build it anyway.
Yep. How much were those tickets?
I know. You hate this aspect about me.
You are the worst.
I know.
You are literally the worst.
I don't know.
Oh, my word. I'd like to go, but I don't have much money.
I imagine it's going to be $80 max.
Oh, my word. It's so expensive.
Maybe a hundo. I don't know.
The cheap seats. What about the cheap seats? Do they have cheap seats?
I would assume so.
UFC, Green.
I'm get the cheapest ones, yeah.
Ticket prices. All right, let's see here. Greenville ticket. It's being annoying.
We'll look it up later. We'll look it up later.
$71.
That's not so bad.
For me, it is.
That's
like $50 more than I wished it would be.
Okay.
I don't need to get blood on me. I need to. I could be in the rafters. I just want to be there. I don't need to get like the splatter. I don't need to like feel the heat.
I don't. Man, this isn't blood sport, man. Like,
yes, it is.
Like,
yes, it is.
I'm talking Jean-Claude Van Damme blood sport. It's not that.
There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of blood.
You haven't seen enough bad 80s action flicks.
I have. I'm just making a point. All right, people. We'll be back whenever we feel like it, so deal with that. I'm kidding. Kind of kidding. We're going to do our best. In all seriousness. Jokes aside, we're going to do our best to not leave for like a month like we did. We had some questions about what we wanted to do with the podcast, and we had a lot of discussions about changing it a little bit, doing it a little different format, and what was good about it, what was bad about it, and what we needed to change, things like that. So we actually have been working on it during this time, talking to people who listen to it. Thank you seriously to all of those folks out there who listen and who subscribe and who have come up to us and been like, you know, hey, where's the next pod? We really appreciate that. That means a lot to us. So, you know, we really appreciate it. And all jokes aside, we joke about, you know, not caring and stuff, but we really do care and appreciate it when folks listen. So thank you guys. Have a nice week. We better sign off. I never know how to end it.
Okay.
I never know how to end it.
Just ramble some more.
Yeah, just ramble.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See you guys.
Aloha.